Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Welcome to TMOS Classic for Friday, May 9th, in which we have the thrilling conclusion of the Newlywag Game. This goes back almost 15 years. Enjoy. It's TMOS Classic.
Last of our five-point questions. Girls, tell me where specifically is the weirdest place that you personally, girls, have ever gotten the urge to make whoopee? The weirdest place. Olga?
Go ahead.
Yes, Olga.
I'm trying to think. In the ass? Huh?
Now, what I'm talking about is the weirdest location, the weirdest place.
Location? Yeah. I don't know.
Olga, give me an answer, please.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, the bell is rung. No answer. He said it was in the car, on the freeway, is what he said. Okay, let's go on quickly. Debbie?
And we are back.
Different era.
Yeah.
Different era with Eubanks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he was terrified.
Yep.
Move on. You know, that was it. In the end.
Yeah,
it was hard to find that one without being bleeped.
I'll bet,
but
right.
we ended up finding
that.
That
is
one.
Terrific. This is good so far. We got a pretty close game as we go
it
into
is a
round
close
two.
Game. Just that. Rob is in the last place. Everyone else is tied.
Thanks for spotlighting.
What are you jumping around? What are you pointing at? What? No, I'm sorry, but when you wave your fat arms around,
I understand.
What is it?
I'm changing cameras, Mike.
One of the cameras is doing double duty. So
okay,
and also he feels bad that he has no one he can play with.
Oh.
Oh, what's the weirdest place you've ever put a telephone?
No!
Is that a low blow?
Maybe we should move on to round two.
Let's go. All right,
Bob.
Round two. How's this work? Same style?
Same style. Yeah. And Buzz, we want to know, what's your lady's favorite movie?
Ooh, her favorite movie. That's right. Man, I don't even know if I have an answer for this.
I have one, but it's tricky.
Butterbags 15.
Her favorite movie. Wow. I don't have an answer. I'll just say Jaws because I don't have an answer.
Okay.
Jaws
is your answer. Rob,
I have no idea.
What is your wife's favorite movie?
Slam Dunk if she gets it right. 16 Candles.
If she 16 gets it candles. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That's very clear. But here's the deal. If she remembers that's her favorite movie.
Okay.
But Carrie's the kind of person that will forget what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so remember, everyone, these are now worth 20 points.
20 points.
Okay. Oscar, what do
That's
you think?
That's why they're twice as difficult.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What do you think is your girlfriend's favorite movie?
The movie Closer.
Closer, okay.
Oh, you know, that might, Carrie likes that too.
And Mike, what do you think? You said it was a little tricky.
If Carla is really thinking about discussions we've had since we've been married, since we've known each other, she is going to say that I will answer this way. None.
She
doesn't. She doesn't like movies.
She doesn't like
she
movies.
Doesn't like
you answered
movies.
Off the chart, Mike. It's a bold move.
It is a bold move, but that's the move I'm sticking with.
Now,
yeah,
Buzz, you took a guess here and said,
"You know,
Jaws.
This is a sad statement because I've never asked her. I don't know that she's ever said. So, literally, I have no answer. I said Jaws just out of the blue.
Okay, let's see what she had to say.
Right. Cat on a hot tin roof.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
I should have probably known that.
And my father, who used to love to sing this, so this is a tribute to my old man.
Okay.
I was born under a lonesome sky.
Wow.
My dad used to like to sing
and
that.
Always cats.
I remember that from when I was a little kid.
Always cats
it's
with
always
them.
It's always cats with
yes,
her.
Cats. Yeah. Cat on a hot tin roof.
Mm-hmm. And Rob.
Lee Marvin, right?
No, that's
Elizabeth Taylor.
Paul Newman.
Oh, what is
and the great
damn
Burl
it,
Ives.
What am I thinking
Burl
of?
Burl Ives.
What's that song from where? The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing?
Might be that,
I don't know. I'm sorry,
the
Dad.
The Smell of Mendacity. That's what I remember from.
I ain't afraid of dying.
Now, Rob, you said it was a slam dunk with
16
candles. Then you kind of hesitated
if she gets it right.
And so let's see.
Remember, I'm
does.
Let's see what happens.
16 candles.
Yeah! 16 candles!
Big jump ahead for Rob.
Nice thinking, baby.
Now, Oscar, you said the movie Closer.
She's obsessed with it.
Okay, then let's see if she really is.
Closer.
Wow.
20 points.
You know, they made a movie about that, about markets called Closer.
Closer.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And Mike, your answer was none.
I went off the chart because it's just, I can't think of one that she would say she likes because she doesn't like movies.
Let's
she said
see.
That to me.
Do we have a match?
What'd she say?
God, I really don't have one. But if I have to pick
I have
Boy,
to pick
someone's
one.
Thinking way too much today.
I would say The Exorcist.
Yeah. The Exorcist. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a good date
movie. The password is someone overthunk. Yes, now, overthinking.
But you're having pea soup for dinner.
See, it's the first thing that comes into your head, darling. Mm. I'm pissed.
All right, well,
it's just a game.
Once again, Mike, by exercise.
I know.
Let's let Mike stew on that one. Yeah,
that's the second. I'd like to point out that is the second one that she has answered correctly and then gone. But let me make sure that I answer incorrectly now. Thank you.
So
it only gets better, Mike.
Yes, Bob Eubanks.
So now I'm gonna
Bob Eubanks.
Let me explain. Eubanks. If we could just take a second here since she's in the room.
Sure.
You see. That's no chance for me. The Exorcist, it's not her favorite movie. Right. She doesn't have a favorite movie because she doesn't like movies.
Well, look at me. I didn't even know.
I know. You
know.
Exorcist on a hot tin job.
But I love you, honey.
It shows. Right.
I think everything's going to be fine.
All right.
Buzz.
Yes.
God damn it, we'd be winning right now.
Yes,
Bob.
I asked the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Can I have some more wine, Carla?
If you...
Thank you.
We'll get some Exorcist wine.
What could it hurt?
Buzz, if you allowed Marcia to sleep with a celebrity, who would that celebrity be?
Oh, this is so easy because we've talked about this a million times. There's no way that either one of us can get this wrong. The answer is Tom Petty.
Okay, Tom Petty. We've got that locked
Tom
in.
Tom Petty.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Rob, who
he
would
speaks
this
to her,
celebrity
Mike.
Be that your wife could sleep with?
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
But I don't think that's an acceptable answer.
Okay, so he's changing it.
No, she knows that my safety is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Right.
I think hers is Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
The very dirty, often smelling Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Oscar, what say you?
We've never had this conversation
really?
Before, but I would say that it's a toss-up between Zac Efron and Clive Owen, but I would say Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
Yes. She goes for the brains, huh?
Okay, and we're rounding it out here with Mike. Who would your lovely wife sleep with, celebrity? What celebrity would she sleep with?
She knows I like this guy and that I'm a fan.
Would you sleep
two
with
of
this
them.
Guy?
It's Matt Damon and George Clooney, but I'm going to go with the obvious George Clooney because I think George Clooney is a stud.
Dashing.
George Clooney.
He's
what
sort
is
of a
that
modern
look? No, what's that look for?
No, I saw a look. I gave you a look. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that means I'm again.
He's a modern day Cary Grant.
Let's see what Marcia said and see if you guys have met. You said Tom Petty.
I said Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty. Yeah.
She said that.
Buzz Burbank might be inching ahead in this game.
In a sultry voice, she said that.
Yes, she did. She means it.
Rob, you said Johnny Depp
is Jack
her
Depp.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you're right.
The list is so long. Whether it be celebrity or non-celebrity.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher.
Sorry.
She on Twitter.
I'm glad
you know what's really
my
great?
Pain.
What's really great is not just that she's f***ing up. But she's doing it, and she's doing shtick. You know, it's her delightful sense of humor that first attracted me.
Exactly.
Oscar, you said she would sleep with Clive Owen.
Yes.
Are you correct?
Clive Owen.
Hey! Good job. That's huge.
Good job.
Good job.
All right, Mike. Now, you said George Clooney.
Yeah, I know I haven't won this one.
Carla, what is your answer?
I would probably be Matt Damon.
Oh,
wow. And you know what?
You did the same thing. Yeah, I did the same thing. We are just such, we would be the big losers.
I don't know. Game's not over yet.
God damn it.
All right, Buzz.
It's not over yet. Yes, yes, Bob.
When you're in the mood to make Whoopi.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You shock jock.
And she isn't.
We're so going to play this again.
Yep.
What is Marcia's typical excuse?
Can you repeat that, please?
An earthquake?
If Buzz is in the mood to make Whoopi...
While the heating and air conditioning men are drilling upstairs.
So to speak.
If Buzz is in the mood...
Yes.
And she is not, what is her typical excuse?
The real answer, the true answer here that she may or may not express in these words is there is no answer because she's unconscious. She would fall asleep and that would be... her. So, but I'm going to say, as her answer, too tired.
Too tired.
And what I mean by that is she's asleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And Rob, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny. We've never encountered this situation.
Right.
Never came up.
Exactly.
Never encountered this situation today. The answer, I hate to say the same, but it's true. Too tired.
Too tired.
She works
okay.
for more than an hour a day, so she sometimes gets sleepy.
Oscar, what is your girlfriend's typical excuse to not make Whoopi?
She never has one.
Okay. Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because we've covered this ground with him in the past.
Right. Yeah. It's right. Oscar who has the excuses. The yeah. Right.
And Mike, what say you?
I've got the two answers. I'm not going to give two answers this time. But I'm going to also go with Too Tired.
Too Tired.
Too Tired. That's all right.
That's pretty common. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not going with doesn't find you attractive anymore.
And now, Mark Ronick, I'm going to give a round of applause so far.
Pretty good job.
Running this game with the tape and with the iPod and doing a good job.
Really
very good job.
All right, so Buzz,
yes.
You said unconscious, but then you said tired,
yeah,
too tired.
Right,
would be the
slash. Mm-hmm.
Marcia, what do you think?
Tired, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Tired.
Tired.
Tired is a correct
tired.
Answer.
Very good. Another
you know
correct
what? She's
answer
not
for
tired
Buzz.
Around Tom Petty.
Rob, you also said tired.
Sleepy, yeah.
Carrie said.
I'm tired.
Tired.
We're
got
all
another.
Just I'm tired.
You know very what's good. Great to hear that here? The
yes.
one place I've never heard that complaint.
Isn't that exciting?
Is in this living room, and right. now I've heard it here, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, Oscar, you gave an interesting answer. You said this
well,
doesn't happen.
Realistically, if it's ever happened, uh-huh. and that was a long time ago, is mm-hmm. because she doesn't like waking up early in the morning.
Right.
But I would say it just doesn't happen.
Right.
Let's see what the lady
okay.
said.
Stick with that.
That really doesn't happen.
Yeah.
He's the one depriving me all the time.
Yeah.
All right, there it
that's
is.
The answer.
Very good.
A slander good. And a point. I'll all take
right.
that.
All right.
Wait, my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus
Mike.
Christ,
after
come on.
After you complimented me and everything.
We're not cheating.
No, actually, Mike's right. He's out of it, so we've eliminated
Call
him.
Saying we're cheating.
Mike,
I need
also,
one here. Yeah. I need one here.
You also you said too tired.
Yes.
Let's see if you have a match.
I haven't showered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. You know what? She's
not
having
a
good time.
Not a match. Not a match.
Having a good time.
I didn't think she'd lay herself bare like that. I would have been. Fun. That would have been my number one
oh.
answer.
Wow.
All right,
you
let's move on, shall we?
That was not awkward.
Yeah.
So, Buzz,
yes.
who would you say
God,
is the dominating one in the bedroom?
So f***ing pissed off right now.
Maybe I'll repeat that again.
Go ahead. God damn it. Just let me lament a
yeah,
little
let,
bit longer.
Let Mike do some subtext.
God, do we have any chance of coming back in the game now?
Well, let's see. We've got Buzz at 70, Rob at 60, Oscar at 90.
Whoa.
Nice. And Mike, you are at 30.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We've got two more.
Me running.
We've got two more 20-point questions, and then we have the bonus,
the
which
final
is
round
50.
Is huge.
And the double jeopardy.
You can make this up.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
So the question is, I asked Marcia, who would you say is the dominating one uh-huh. in the bedroom?
This really depends on the day, but I do have an answer. I think for the most part, I am. I would be
okay,
the dominating one.
And Rob, who's more dominating in the bedroom?
The dominant force in our bedroom is that of begging.
No.
but I don't think that's going to match up on the big board. I would say mm-hmm. me.
Okay, yeah, Rob. Mm-hmm.
And
Oscar.
By with the way I said the answer, you can see how much I mean it.
Yes. These are easy.
Me, yeah. please.
Tell me about your vinyls. Tell me about the vinyls. Tell me about how you stack them up.
Oh, you know what? Wow. What's really great is the neck brace helps the impression.
So the answer is
such
can
clarity.
I get it?
Tell me how much you love the 45.
I'm so sorry. Do me, Ashton. Do me.
So is your answer Kara?
No, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
And Mike,
she is.
Who's more dominant?
She is. She is more dominant
okay.
in the bedroom. Absolutely. 100%. If, she, right. if we get this, she's lying. If she doesn't say
okay.
she's lying.
Let's see what
lying
okay.
through her f***ing teeth.
Now, let's go to Marcia first. Marcia,
right?
Who's more dominating?
Oh, Buzz, by a little bit, but I would have to say it's pretty equal.
Wow.
We're
going
to go with Buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
She,
okay,
that
so
was
we
answer.
Gave the same answer. I said
that,
me,
yeah,
but
yeah,
just
yeah.
barely.
Yeah.
She said me, that but just
correct.
Barely.
Hold
that
on.
Is...
Can you repeat that answer? Because
sure.
I'm
oh,
thinking
my.
The judges might have to review it.
The judges
okay,
are wrong.
Sure, sure.
The judges are wrong.
I'll turn over furniture if I have to.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See how dominant he is?
Because really, I think her final answer sounds like equal.
But what did I say? Play back what I said, and it matches.
Well, yeah, yours was reversed.
Buzz
said
Jaws.
That first, but as the judge,
I'm not
too,
trying to be difficult.
Let's listen to it once. You want to listen to it once more?
Yes, let's
okay.
listen to her answer.
Oh.
Oh.
Buzz.
That's her
by
first.
A little bit.
That's her first answer.
I would have to
but,
say it's pretty equal.
But it's equal, so equal is her final answer. So it depends on what Buzz's
you know
final
what?
Answer was.
I think she gets it.
I don't.
I do.
I said equal, but me, just barely. She said me, just barely, but equal.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Well, I can tell you, as the person who interviewed her, she said it, her final answer was Buzz. Okay. I asked her to clarify, and that was her.
And then she said, who is this, so, and why are you calling?
Let me understand. Cool. Her final answer was Buzz, but that just wasn't captured on audio tape.
No, it was.
Well, no, I mean,
she,
I didn't hear it there. What I heard was the first answer being, I know this is your, I know this is your other wife, but I'm the one that's down to 30 f***ing points here.
I hear you.
And it sounds to me like I heard equal, I heard Buzz, and then I heard equal final answer.
Here's then my suggestion. I kind of thought we might go through this.
Good. I'm really glad you thought about that.
I would like RJ to be the final decision.
Oh, boy.
That works.
Well, since you do not have the audio that says Buzz.
Yes, based on the answer you heard.
Based on what I heard, it has to go no.
No.
Wow.
That's bullshit. No.
Sorry, Buzz.
No. No. We gave. Everybody listening to this show knows that she and I just gave the same answer. Me, just barely, but it's close. We both said the same f***ing thing.
It's out of my hands.
No,
Buzz.
It isn't. You know, it isn't out of
my hands. Buzz, just f***ing leave. Just leave. Just get out of here.
Don't make me walk out of here.
I love when Buzz says bullshit.
Mark, you have to be the final arbiter here.
Well, I have it as a yes. I mean, that was my...
All right. It's a yes.
I'll split my points with Mike.
All right. No, that's all right. Well, I just was saying what I heard. So that's right. No, if he wants to have his points unfairly, that's okay.
Okay.
It'll always have an asterisk, Mike.
I'll give it up at the end of the game if it makes a difference.
All right.
Yeah. So now, what is that point value? 20 points?
20 points.
So we'll have to wait till the end of the game, and if Buzz wins, we'll have to see what he wins.
You have some tiebreaker questions.
Good.
And some stuff we can do.
Okay,
so.
Very good.
Excellent.
Okay, so Rob.
I said that I was more dominant. Yes.
Let's see if you are right.
Me.
Carrie says me.
Wow.
So,
wow. That is the first real opposite.
Wow.
Wow.
We don't have a match.
Wow. Oh, boy. That gets me. That might get me back in the game.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? My marriage is falling apart, and you're excited because you're about to get 20 points.
Right. Very good.
Oscar, well, enjoy, Mike.
Your answer was yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
When it happens.
Oscar.
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 Got
Oscar. As Oscar amasses like 600 f***ing points.
That's right.
Now, neck brace, motherfucker.
Now, Mike, you said Carla.
I said Carla.
Carla, what say you?
Okay. I'm going to say Mike.
Mike, I'm sorry.
How about that?
Oh, dear.
All right. You're going to have to leave.
That might be a domestic.
Take the chihuahua and leave.
I'll give up my points.
You suck at this game. You suck at this game.
He can have my points.
Wow. Turn this way. Turn that way.
She was probably.
Move your stomach out of the way.
Oh, no! Jesus! Wow.
Come on now. Go this way. Do this right now. Move over here. Go here. Yeah, me. I'm the dominant.
Oh, take man.
My so sure. She decides to save my pride on that one. Jesus f***ing Christ.
Uh-oh.
TMOS Classic.
There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price, and that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit thompsoncigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Summer is just around the corner, and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out and getting your savings bod is in. We want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, huge monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. For a payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, we are on the final question of round two.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
She still loves you.
Buzz.
Final question. Yes.
Horrible.
Man. I think it's
what would you
so
say?
Embarrassed. The worst. The worst couple.
So
we're the worst couple.
Oh, no.
But perhaps the happiest.
Yes.
Jesus, yeah. I'm not happy.
No. Oh, you will be.
Buzz, what's Marcia's favorite swear word?
Her favorite swear word.
Yes. What do you think she uses the most?
I will say, I'll say f***.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
And, as a verb.
Rob,
no,
what's the most...
As a weapon.
Rob, what's the most common swear word you hear Carrie saying?
Most common or favorite?
Her favorite.
She's not a big swearer, but she told me that she went through something this week, and she said, you know, it's not often that I yell motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I'll go with that. I'll go with MF.
Okay.
I'll
MF.
Be a little more specific.
Favorite.
Yeah, it's a favorite. And who doesn't like it?
Oscar, what do you think your girlfriend answered?
This is tough because
tough
she,
for me now. I just want the game to be
she
over.
She doesn't like she doesn't like to swear at all.
Right.
But at one point, she told me she'd spoon the fuck out of me, and I said, that's my classy lady.
Yeah.
So I would say fuck.
Is your answer.
Or spoon.
Okay, Mike, let's get you on the board.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike.
Pass.
Oh, you can't do that.
Don't be a dick. I'm forfeiting.
No.
I have no idea. It'll be wrong, whatever it is. It'll be wrong, whatever it is.
That's a dick
move.
I'll
say f because everybody else said f.
Okay.
You know how to make it fun.
I'm done. We have no chance of winning.
You kind of just said f it.
Yeah, I did.
There's a 50-point question coming up.
Right.
Nobody's out of it.
Yeah.
All right.
I really wanted to win.
You may still.
I know.
All right.
He's the dominant one.
God,
Buzz.
Nothing could be further from
you. You know what? I will take one thing from this game show. If nothing else, I will always have one thing that I will remember. And
move
that is
my stomach out of the
move
way.
Move your stomach out of the way.
Thank you.
Because you know
much.
What? It lights me, Mike. It makes me glad. I'm not the only one.
Thank you very much. Right.
Buzz.
Yes, Bob.
You said
yeah, that was my guess.
Let's see if that's her favorite word.
Yeah.
She said F.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Classy.
Yeah. More points for Buzz.
And Carrie's, you're thinking it's mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that expression, lucky at cards, unlucky at love?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing all right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
God damn it.
All right, Carrie.
This is Mike after two glasses of wine.
Carrie, what is your favorite swear word?
Is it swear word in general or a dirty word, like bad word when we're having sex?
Shit. Was her answer.
And that is our favorite dirty word during sex.
On me now.
Yeah, and it's always as a verb.
Yeah. On me, please.
Normally it's with pointing, and right. it's accusatory, really.
Oscar, you think that it is
she usually she doesn't swear at all,
right,
but I would say
right.
It was that.
Okay, let's see if you're right.
Oh. Wow.
Because I always cover my mouth after I say it.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oscar. Sorry.
And we are now on to Mike.
I'm excited
kind of
with this question.
Threw a towel
here.
I'm
excited. I'm hitting my buzzer anyway.
I'm excited with this question, and let me explain why.
Okay.
Because if Mike gets this right, we're going to see a total 180 in the game.
That's not true.
Let's see.
All right, well, let's see.
What happens?
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course, she says every other sentence.
See how we set him
we
up
are
there?
At the end of round two, everybody.
Yay.
So,
scores?
Yeah, sure.
Two.
You want to cue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We've got a
God damn it.
A tie at first place. Buzz and Oscar both have 110
Wow, that's wow, pretty nice. Fabulous.
Rob, you have 60 points.
Right.
Yes.
Mike, 30 points.
All right.
Hi. Wow. Hi, everybody. Really glad we played the game.
We'll be back with the final
round. What will your husband say is the one thing he absolutely forbids you to put on his wiener?
Which one? He hates onions.
Onions?
No onions.
Yes, all right. Nona.
Ben Gay.
Melody.
Onions also.
Onions.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay. So we got two onions, mayonnaise, and Ben Gay.
And we are back with terrific. The final round.
Ooh.
And these questions are worth 50 points.
Well, I can't win the game.
You can.
No, because if I got 50, I'd get 80.
That's
so
right.
I'm out of it. I'm done.
So now
you don't even need to deal with me. No, Carla's answer does not need to be given. She'll be off the radio
Mike,
for the last
at this point,
segment.
You're playing for fun.
Yep. Fun, ha
Mike,
ha.
You know what? Play for the children.
Ha ha, joy, joy.
For the kids.
All
Jesus
right.
Jesus Christ.
So the final.
Hey Mark, if you were
out
to double.
Out of it in the third round.
You know, since you are the host here.
Yes.
If you were to double the point value of this game round, couldn't Mike still be in it?
He could be back in the running.
Double it as far as
instead
make it 50, 100. 100 points?
Make it 100 points.
I'm happy to do that.
Mike's back in the game.
This
I like
is
that.
Exciting,
I
isn't it?
I love this decision. That,
okay, so, but because doesn't everybody go to the final round and have
yes.
a chance?
Yeah. Everybody
right.
has a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you're back in. I like that.
It'll make it more interesting.
All right, 100 points.
Who loves you, baby?
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Buzz was wrong.
Buzz?
I'm kidding.
I still might give up that 20 points.
What is Marcia like best about you?
I'm going to say the sex. I think
oh
that's
my. Oh my
God. I'm going to say
wow.
the sex.
I remember
wow.
her saying that.
But,
when she
but you know
what?
Can I tell you why?
You and I dig that about
we,
you,
we
man.
We have nothing else.
Oh, no.
Wow. Wow.
Rob, what do you think Carrie likes best about you?
Buzz took my answer.
Oh,
no, you know, it's a very short list of things that she likes. Uh-huh. I would say I think she digs that I'm a pretty good dad. I think that's her favorite thing about me.
That's nice. Yeah,
okay.
It ain't the sex.
And Oscar, what do you think Kara likes best about you?
This is going to sound weird, but I like international topics, just like the global view, I guess, you know, my news topics, table
global
topics.
Global view.
Current events. World news.
Current events.
That is
like
such
that.
A match.
Okay. Mike.
Does that make sense?
For 100 points.
Okay. My sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
That's a great answer.
Really?
Let me
you?
Lock that in. All right, so.
I don't see it.
Here we go with the 100.
Now, I'm going to throw my second one in there because just in case it's there, she would say, because I'm a good man.
Okay.
So if that's in there.
Which,
you know,
but
sense of
humor
would be my
one.
First
okay,
one.
Okay, you got all it. Right. You got all it.
Right. So I'm going to change mine. I'm going to say it's a sense as I'm a good man.
Okay, can we do that?
You can't change it?
Well, you are. I already locked you in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
In your right. face.
She just looked at me and indicated that I just cheated for the first time.
For 100 Buzz, points each, yes.
For 100 points?
Yes.
Let's see.
So sense of humor is my fine. What? What are you chirping at? What?
She's, I thought she wasn't going to talk.
She said you
want
to change your answer.
Let's see if sex is the favorite thing that Marcia
that's what I said,
says about you.
A sense of humor.
Sense of humor? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's not the sex.
It's not the sex.
It's not the sex. It's what I've always
now, Rob, you say you think it would be that you're a good dad.
Decent father.
So
yeah.
Let's see.
He's good to me.
I'm sorry, good to her.
Sorry.
Are you sure that was Carrie Spiewak?
That was.
That's going to change.
God, she's a
sorry
liar.
Sorry about that.
And Oscar, you said something about global view, international
current
stuff.
Current
events, yeah.
Let's see
news.
if you're right.
Can't miss.
So he's a great communicator. So he's got a very A-type personality. I can introduce him to anyone, and he's automatically a very likable guy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That
I
is
okay.
I won. without answer.
We have high drama here because it's been goose egg, goose egg, goose egg. Mike, it's up to you to score big here.
Now, listen, I want to make sure that I was locked in at sense of humor, but I also said she would say I was a good man.
Right.
That's what she said to me a number of times.
And then you were about to change to a good man, and then she looked at you, and then you see you locked in with sense of humor.
No, I wanted to change.
Yes,
I wanted to change it to good man.
We will only accept a good humor man.
Because when she looked at me is when I wanted to change to good man. But I have no idea.
All right.
Okay.
And now because she's in here and she's looking at me, I almost feel like I would forfeit no matter what because she's here and we communicate.
And you didn't do the answer that I thought would be, which is that you're good to carry.
TMOS Classic.
All right, well, let's see. With an unprecedented change to the scoring system.
This is very exciting, isn't it?
Oh, you're going to live.
For 100 points, let's see, Mike, if you're if you get this right, you're the big winner today.
That's true.
Right. Let's see.
And he makes me laugh.
Makes you laugh.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and Carla are the big winners.
Yes, sirree.
On the newlywed game.
Here's what I feel good about with that.
Yeah.
I feel good that we changed the point system.
Uh-huh. That was smart.
But let's be honest. Everyone knows I sucked in this game.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I was going to change it again to a good man, mm-hmm. and Mark locked me out of that.
Right.
And that's the communication that we had once again. The problem we had throughout this entire game was I think that the key to the newlywed game is you go with that very first
instinct
answer that pops
way.
Into
well,
your
no,
head,
the key to the newlywed game is having a wife that knows the right answer, and sometimes she doesn't.
But don't you think, like, what pops into your head first? Like,
no.
If you're going to play this game,
no.
If you were going to go on the set of the newlywed game and you were really going to play it, wouldn't it be like the first thing that pops into your head?
No.
No?
Because you know why? The first thing that should have popped into Carrie's head is the guy that she's been lusting after for 15 years, Johnny Depp, and not Flavor of the Month Ashton Kutcher.
Would it be safe to say, even though technically because of 12 rules changes, I won, that technically, Rob, we have to concede to Mr. Burbank and
Mr.
Santana.
Well, I'll give
Santana.
A final score.
Yeah, actually, give the final
score. Final
okay.
scores.
Yeah.
Give it so, Mike, you had 130 as mm-hmm. the winner.
Nice.
Oscar Thank and you. Buzz both at 110,
mm-hmm.
and Rob, 60 points.
Can we do a tiebreaker between Buzz and myself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do
we have tiebreakers?
I can do that. Sure.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Let's be honest. No prizes. Do we get any prizes?
No, that's up to your wife.
Okay. Oh, hey. Hey.
You know,
because technically I didn't win.
I'm still on the sense of humor thing. She hasn't laughed at one of my jokes in 30 years.
But
I'm
but that joke 30
you know
years
what?
Ago
She's
was
She's here
great.
And I'm holding her hand because that does make me happy.
Well,
there
we
go.
Got
a winning couple.
Winner.
As the winner.
The Gimpy wants to give you a high five. I can't move over.
Way to go, McGimpy. Thank you very much.
Winner.
Mike, as the winner, I'm going to let you pick the topic question. Okay.
All right, very
We've
good.
We've got favorite food.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've got...
Well, favorite food you had before.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The
yes.
category.
Okay, so worst clothing. Basically, we asked the women, what is the clothing that your man has that she can't stand?
Ooh.
Okay, and then the last one is, where did you go on your first date?
Ooh.
What does everybody want to do?
You decide.
You know what?
I decide.
I want them to do both. I think they're both good.
Yeah, let's do both. We got time. Let's do
okay,
both.
Okay, sure. Well,
only
sure.
if it breaks
Let me,
the tie.
Plug in my...
All right, worst clothing.
So.
Don't talk to each other.
Yeah. They're out of it. They've already won.
Oh, yeah. No, this is just me and Oscar to break our 100.
No, we'll do everybody.
I saw that.
Let's do everybody for fun.
Do you want to do the tiebreaker and then everybody for
the first
date?
Let's just do everybody for fun. Everybody for fun.
Carla and Mike are discussing when they're going to get the washing machine delivered. Here's something chosen just for you.
Starting with the clothing that Marcia just can't stand. Buzz?
My black T-shirt with holes in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Rob?
Gosh.
Hard for me.
That is.
Because we're fat guys. We have the same every day.
I think she probably hates my red long sleeve T-shirt.
Red long sleeve T-shirt.
Riddled
okay.
with stains, mm-hmm. but God, it's so soft.
Oscar, what say you?
I've got a Banana Republic sweater that she says I look like Mr. Rogers in.
Okay. Mike,
this
what
is
would
so,
you say?
This is so hard
Something
for me.
That you would wear that she can't stand.
She doesn't like you in.
Oh my God! I'm trying to think.
She's.
I absolutely. I'm looking away.
Something
from her.
She's bugging you to
the
get rid of.
The older tuxedo.
No.
Something I wear that she can't stand that I wear.
Your velour jumpsuit.
Boy. I'm trying to.
The cup.
I'm trying to think what it might be. A coat. It might be a
the
coat.
Ring.
It might be a coat. I'm trying the T-shirts that I wear that she doesn't like. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't. This is hard. This
Mike, you
got to
answer. I know you've already won.
I know, but I got to answer.
A little respect for
we'll
the audience.
See.
Boy,
something you wear.
God damn it! God damn it! I'm trying to think here.
You're
that
dashiki.
She really that she really hates.
Mike's dashiki.
Anything you wear that she may not.
One
like.
Of my Hawaiian shirt. Oh,
Hawaiian shirt. Say Hawaiian shirt. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, she don't. You know that's good. She doesn't like me in Hawaiian shirt.
Really, a disc jockey in a Hawaiian shirt
does not like real Hawaiian.
When did that happen?
Aloha shirt.
Now I didn't write these down. So Buzz, your answer was
a holy black T-shirt.
Holy black T-shirt. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you're right.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes, it is.
I just can't stand. It's a vertical striped T-shirt.
I'm sorry, that is not a match.
Yeah, I don't have a vertically striped T-shirt.
Look at the look.
And Rob,
I'm not going home.
That's an evil evening for Marcia right there.
You say that every day.
Buzz gets those dead eyes, and I'm just like, Marcia, I feel for you.
A long-sleeved red T-shirt.
That's right. And Carrie, what did you say?
God, I hate that.
That shirt he wears every day to work that's in all of the Mike O'Meara show promos and
oh, that shirt.
The rugby shirt.
The rugby shirt.
The rugby shirt. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what she can do. She can get bent because I love that shirt.
Oscar.
Yes. Right.
Let's see if you
Mr.
have a
Mr. Rogers sweater.
Mr. Rogers sweater. Is that correct?
I don't know. He's so well dressed.
Yeah, I know.
He's really well dressed.
Yes, of course. Say it
again.
He
never looks bad.
I'm sorry. She had nothing.
Bullshit.
Nothing was her answer.
That's a punt. That's a real punt.
You know, if we get time in the show, can you play it again where she talks about how great he dresses?
Yes, I will. I'll do that.
That's really great.
Vertically striped
now,
T-shirt.
Now, Mike, you said
Hawaiian shirt.
Shirts. Let's see if you're right.
Oh, she has an answer.
I mean, really? Okay, let me think about this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, initially, the first thing I want to say are his boots, his leather boots, whatever.
Oh,
like
no!
Hee-haw boots.
Hee-haw?
Yeah, I'm going to say boots.
The boots.
I'm sorry.
The
we
hee-haw
don't
boots.
Nobody wins.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hee-haw boots.
Honey, did none of us win on
no,
that?
No one got that right.
You know, Mike,
like my hee-haw boots?
You have worn boots
hey,
as long as I've known you. It's
and that's
a signature look.
That's a staple for me, and I've just realized that she
didn't
doesn't
know.
Like them.
Interesting.
All right, well, you know what? That's one I'm not mad about. I'll actually file that and see what happens.
He really can't two-step without them.
No. And let's go to this final question. Here, so
this technically will make it. I think, frankly, with all the rules changing, this ought to make the real winner right here.
Okay,
why not?
Okay, so and that
because I don't think I won fair and square last time.
This is an appropriate one.
Mike is now realizing that by winning, he's a dick.
Because,
or I might realize that I know this, and we both know this, and we got it locked up.
Okay, all right. Because here we go, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Where was your first date with Marcia?
Her apartment, her house.
At her house. Yeah. Okay.
Way to go, Rockefeller.
Real quick, guys. We got to wrap it up.
Okay. Although we first met and had an
interracial love affair?
No. The first time we messed around was because we met at an appearance. Our first proper date was a Redskins game at RFK.
Ooh.
And it was f***ing freezing.
Okay.
It was miserable.
Very
Redskins
cool.
game. Okay.
Yeah. Karen and I went on our first date. You would call it a date at Gordon Biersch.
Okay.
And then we went to a movie.
Okay.
What movie?
I don't remember.
Okay. Sorry.
And Mike, first date.
Closer.
Clyde Tyson's Corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's do it. Marcia, you said at her apartment.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You all went downtown somewhere.
Yeah, we went downtown.
Hey!
It was a restaurant, and it was Saturday night.
She said a restaurant on a Saturday night. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Ah, yes.
That's just fine.
I remember it well.
That's fine.
And Rob.
Didn't you wear that vertically striped T-shirt?
Rob, you said a
Redskins game.
And Carrie, you say?
Oh, God. First date, Ruby Tuesday.
Oh,
Ruby Tuesday,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
How do you feel, Rob?
Sorry, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Sorry,
Rob was
sworn
like me.
My first date, I could have sworn, was to Marcia's house.
Oscar.
Cheer up, Mike.
Now, you said you
were paying in the ass.
Where your next one is.
Yes, but she probably won't remember the establishment. I would say dinner and then the movie, though we'd hung out so many other times before.
Hey, Mike is stomping his boots.
Gordon Biersch is what I got.
Okay, Gordon Biersch.
Yeah.
And a movie.
And a movie.
All right.
Let's listen. Hear the answer.
Movie theater to see Cloverfield.
Yeah, movie theater.
That's what we saw that night.
That's a partial, but
Cloverfield.
Well, if Mike knocks it out of the park, he wins. Yeah. That's how you get half credit. Right. I think.
Okay,
I said Clyde's Tyson's Corner.
Let's see if you're right.
Our first date was at Clyde's and Tyson's.
Yay!
Mike is the.
I'll accept that one.
That's fine.
That's a clean, fair, square win right there. But you know what my advantage is, gentlemen?
It was only two years ago.
Oscar, it was two years ago. Right. So I mean,
or three.
But you know what? But hi, honey. Go ahead. We're fine now. Way to go. But you know what? Yeah, with that one,
exactly. It's made up.
There's so much I've tried to block. You know?
The date. But I'll tell you also, it was the significance of the date to me.
Oh,
I'll never forget
because
that.
Because she remembered her ID.
No, because I did not remember. Thanks a lot. You.
Hey, Mike, the interesting thing about her answer, she at first had an answer of at a party.
Mm-hmm. That's what we
and
met.
And then she changed it because she said that's where you met.
That's a thrilling backstory.
The thing was, we met, and I'm talking, we met at an after-hours party, like after you go out, you go to a guy's house and you hang out. There are all these people there. And one of the things I'll never forget about the date is I had a lot of adult beverages.
Really?
And I remember talking to Carla. Uh-huh. I remembered exchanging numbers with Carla.
Right.
But I didn't remember Carla all that well.
Oh, dear.
But I did remember she was an attractive woman.
Of course, I had
no idea. And when I walked into this this restaurant and I saw her sitting at the bar, I was like, holy
Look what I did. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there was a dude standing next to her, leaning over.
Wearing boots.
And I mean,
and you know what? To be fair, the dude was also very good looking. And Mike said, holy
He was delightful. Hey, I don't think we have a, you know, nobody's a clear winner, but I thought what a great game it was.
Yeah, great job.
That was a lot of fun, and that is something we will revisit.
Sure.
We'd love to do that again. I think the theme of games for Friday bonus hours might carry through 2011.
Like that.
That's a pretty fun
time. Next time we play with our new wives.
That's right.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.